This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. Good evening from London, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. The big headline of the day are those US CPI numbers, with consumer prices rising 2.6% over the 12 months to October. Then that was a slight uptick from the 2.4% last month, Nick. How have markets reacted to that news today?
Yeah, so the CPI number came in 2.6. So this is a tick up in inflation numbers. However, I think the market going into this print was a little bit nervous that you might get a 2.7, a 2.8, and that some reversal of this disinflation trend that we've been seeing could worsen. At 2.6%, we're still kind of getting close to the 2%, but maybe a little deceivingly so. That last 0.6 may be very difficult to shave off in terms of inflation, especially with some of our recent conversations in recent weeks. A lot of people are, you know, a bit nervous about the change in leadership and whether or not there could be an uptick in inflation in response to some of the policy changes. Of course, we'll find out more about that come January as things sort of get set into place and we have a little bit more answers. But I do think that, you know, when you take a look at the dollar index here, which is just having a roar of a time recently, the dollar index is trading at 106.5 at the time of recording this. That's a real strong move for the dollar, completely sort of erasing the downtrend that we've seen the last few months in just a matter of a few short 2 month span here. So, you know, dollar index looks real strong currently. It's testing a really key level on the daily chart right around that 106.5 level we just mentioned. That's a high since going back from April, and actually going back all the way until about the beginning of the year, end of 2023. So the dollar is actually positive on the year by a pretty strong amount. This is putting pressure on other currencies. We take a look at the euro, down 0.6% today, and that's following a trend that's been going on to the downside for some time here recently. I mean, euro was just at 1.12 a couple months ago. Now it's trading at 1.055. Same thing with the pound, trading at 1.27. That was up as far as 1.34 this year. So real big reversals in the currency world. And I think that this is just a response to, if we take a look at some of the inflation figures out of Europe and out of the UK, they're more closely aligned towards their 2% targets than the US's, right? So the US, yes, they're still expected to cut rates. And you asked, as we got on the podcast today, Johnny, that whether or not we're going to get another rate cut in December, what are my thoughts on it? I still think we will. But the bigger question that comes into play, we're sitting at 2.6% inflation. The jobs market is looking relatively stable. And a lot of people are forecasting that the economy may pick up in speed next year. You know, there's controversy there as always. But if that happens, you're looking at a theme that for the last few years, we've seen a couple different times. U.S. outperformance leading to a strong dollar and Fed cutting rates slower than other central banks. So it sets up a bit of a difficult story for the end of the year. We may still see a rate cut, but the bigger question is next year, are we going to dial back, pull back the number of rate cuts that we really expect to see? And does that just sort of lead into a perpetual uptrend for the dollar for a while? I mean, it's really been taken by storm, this dollar's rally up another 0.5% on the day.
And if you throw President-elect Donald Trump into the mix with the promise of tax cuts, potential tariffs, and so on, that will likely keep pressure mounting on businesses and consumers. And it might also mean that we won't see another rate cut after December. We're pretty much sure that there is going to be a cut by the Fed of another quarter point, aren't we? But as for 2025, it very much depends on whatever monetary policy Donald Trump chooses.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a couple things to really unpack there with the other currencies, right? When we talk about specifically the dollar strength is just relative to other currencies' recent weakness, right? So when we're talking about the dollar hitting 106.5, well, it may also because of the concept of tariffs being potentially restrictive to other economies, even though, you know, we are allied to these other nations. This puts a bit of a burden on some of their exports to the United States, and that is a large contributor to growth for many of our allies. So that's making the dollar look a little bit strong, as it's a bit of a focus on U.S. first, I suppose, and we're going to see how that shakes out. But we do have some examples. I mean, if we go back to 2018, where Trump was in his previous administration, the dollar index had an interesting move. It from 2017, it dropped real hard into 2018, but then 2018, it just completely reversed and went very, very strong up to 102.9, starting down at 88.6, if you can believe it. The dollar index was way down there, came roaring back through that period. And that was, of course, the time when things really escalated with the trade war stuff with China and other places. So, you know, it's an interesting story. The trade war, the tariffs, all that stuff will certainly be themes for 2025 to discuss. And you mentioned the other concept being, of course, if you get a pause on the Fed's monetary policy, their rate cut outlook, if that pauses, that could shake things up in the market and really send the dollar higher, but also could actually put a pause on some of the recent bullishness that we've seen in stocks and, of course, Bitcoin, which I know you wanted to talk about.
Yes, Bitcoin continues its rise. Before we talk about Bitcoin, though, I just wanted to ask you, with these inflation numbers coming out of the United States, even though the price of petrol has dropped considerably, 12% over the last year, that doesn't seem to have helped this inflation rate. And I note also that oil continues to sort of settle around the $70 mark.
Yeah, and the inflation, I mean, it sort of depends which horizon or time horizon you look at, because oil coming down has been, well, maybe the better way to say it is that in 2022, the oil situation very much hurt the story, right? And then this oil price coming down has been helpful to the inflation story, especially, you know, certain places like the UK, where we saw a ginormous reversal in inflation. You know, the US, a little bit more capable of producing its own oil. I know that's been a theme this year, has been just massive creation of oil independence in the United States, which is probably helping to keep oil prices sort of on the low side here, around 68.7 for West Texas oil here at the time of recording this. So if that can stay down, that doesn't pose a big threat to the inflation story. And again, we keep coming back to this theme, Johnny, but if there is, you know, some push for peace that is successful, which we've said many times on the podcast, we do pray for, we hope for, you know, we want that to happen from a humanitarian standpoint, that could also drive oil prices lower, because a lot of, you know, even though oil prices are held down right now, they could go much lower if there is a lift of that burden of, you know, what are the likelihoods that supply constraints, boycotts, sanctions, all these things were lifted. Those would be positive things, but would send the oil price lower, helping the inflation story, but also just making, generally speaking, oil accessible more on the global market, which would be a relieving thing for many countries and governments and central banks.
And if Trump's promise to drill, baby, drill comes to fruition, there'll be more shale around, won't there? And that should bring prices down even further. You mentioned Bitcoin, Nick. The price of Bitcoin jumped above $93,000 today. That's a new, fresh record, adding to those post-election gains. Is this bubble going to burst, or is it going to hit 100 before we know it?
You know, when it comes to these podcasts, we're obviously not doing financial advice. And this is a very, very speculative, volatile, high-risk instrument. But it does seem like it's eyeing that 100,000 level. We'll see if it makes it there. But it does seem like it's moving with tremendous momentum. And this is crazy to think. Last Tuesday, we were around 68,000. Now we're at 93,000. You know, that is a just massive move. In the last few weeks, it's had a 40% rise or so, which is pretty tremendous. I do think that There was some footage that leaked, I think, that there was, or not leaked, but that came out on Twitter or X and social media of Donald Trump making a transaction with Bitcoin. Apparently, it was the first presidential transaction with Bitcoin, which is kind of a wild thing here. And it's a wild world that we live in with our job here, just reporting on all this stuff. But, you know, these are things that, you know, I've said this to a friend recently, that years ago, I would have never guessed that a president would have been sending Bitcoin transactions or even acknowledging its existence. And here we are, the you know, sort of beloved $100,000 price tag on Bitcoin, which has been by the crypto universe called for years and years and years, is seemingly just a stone's throw away. We'll see if we make it. I mean, it's, again, as I mentioned, very volatile, very risky asset to watch in general. And I think from our commentator perspective, it is really just it's a extreme risk asset. Typically does well in good environments, and it typically does not do so well in environments that are tougher. Example would be, pull up a chart of Bitcoin in 2022, and you'll see what I'm talking about. When inflation was skyrocketing, Bitcoin was really plummeting. So always with this sort of thing, I urge people just to be cautious about it. It is not something to be irresponsible with, that's for sure.
Trader Nick, thank you so much indeed.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.